right? So there's like 20 lines from the bottom. The word, the second word on the line is va'ani. That's what we're up to. Va'ani v'chomin chad shirahu. Right, so what we concluded yesterday, what we just reviewed, was that Ani and Kohen are the same shear, meaning they're Tzeisa Kochavim, that the Kohen goes to eat the Truma at Tzeisa Kochavim, and the Ani begins his meal at Tzeisa Kochavim. So ask the Gemara another contradiction based on a third Brisa. Uriminhu. So the Gemara asks a contradiction. So, same question. When is the earliest time that you could read Shema in the evening? And answers the Gemara. Now we're going to have six different opinions in this brisa. So you could definitely number them or circle all the Amora, the Tanaim that's quoted here. So we have Misha Shekidish Hayom Be'arve Shabbosos, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The first time is, because the first time we're seeing this opinion, is Misha Shekidish Hayom Be'arve Shabbosos, at the time when the day, when Shabbos is sanctified, when Erev Shabbos, when it's Kiddush Hayom, when it's sanctified, when is that? So that's already at the beginning, right? We know that Shabbos begins before Tzeisa Kochavim. So that's already at Shkia. Okay, right? Shabbos begins at Shkia. So Misha Shekidish Hayom Be'arve Shabbosos, so far this is the earliest time that we've seen out of all that, right? Everything else was Tzeisa Kochavim, a little bit before Tzeisa Kochavim. Here we have Rabbi Lezer who's coming and saying it's Shkia. By the way, as an aside,
different Rabbi Lezer or the same Rabbi Lezer from Mishnah?
Different than the Mishnah. As an aside, I think it's different. I have to look that up. As an aside, right? And I think, exactly. I think Matthew asked this question before, right? The Gemara asked on Amud Aleph why it says Mishasha Konin Nechnasin Lachol B'Trumasan, just say Tzeisa Kochavim. So Matthew said, wait a second, we could ask that about all of these. You know, we answered that one. Oh, wanted to teach us something, Agav Orche, wanted to teach us that Kohanim is Zachan Lechol B'Truma at Tzeisa Kochavim. But all of these, why didn't Rabbi Lezer just say, at Shkia Sechama? Why didn't Rabbi Meir say a little bit before Tzeisa Kochavim? All these different times. So the answer, I think the Pnei Yeshua says this answer, is that this was just the easiest way back in the days when they didn't have clocks, this was the easiest way to identify these different times. Like, people knew, they were used to Shabbos, so they, oh, at the time that Shabbos comes in, everyone knew that was Shkia Sechama. It was just easier. People knew when the Anim would begin to eat their Truma. People knew when all these different things would happen. Fine. So we have six different opinions. First opinion, Shekidish Hayom Be'arve Shabbosos, Divrei Rabbi Lazar. Continues the price. That's next opinion, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer Mishasha Kohanim mitorim lecho b'trumasan. So it's at the time, okay, this is the opinion that we've seen until now, that the time that the Kohanim become tahor to eat their truma. So that's seemingly Tzeisa Kochavim. Continues the Mishnah. And now we have even an earlier time than Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishasha HaKohanim tovlim lecho b'trumasan. That when can you say Kriyat Shema of Arvis? At the time that the Kohanim were tovel in the mikvah to prepare to eat their truma. Because if you remember what we spoke about last week was that they're tamei for 7 days, different types of tumas, and then they're tivel yom, they go to the mikvah during the day, and they have to wait until Tzeisa Kochavim to eat the truma, and then they have to, the next day they bring the korban and everything. But the time that they go to eat that they go to the mikvah to prepare to eat the truma is even before Shkia. So that's the earliest time, Rabbi Meir. So that's actually what the Gemara continues and says. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, "Valo kohanim be'od yom him tovlim." Right? And why is that a question? Because we're trying to figure out how to define the word b'shafcha, when people go to sleep. So Rabbi Yehuda turns to Rabbi Meir and he says that you're telling me that during the day that's b'shafcha, right? So how do you read? V'halo kohanim, but don't the kohanim, mi be'od yom, when it's still day, heim tovlim, they go to the mikvah. And the Gemara will get back to that in a little bit, but that is the question that Rabbi Yehuda asked on Rabbi Meir. How in the world can Rabbi Meir say that the earliest time is shakonim tovlim lechol b'trumasa?
Didn't we see another opinion from Rabbi Meir yesterday?
Yeah. So these are the same question that Matthew asked. I believe these are different Tanaim, but we can check that and see. Yeah. Okay, next opinion. This is the fourth opinion. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Misha Sha'ani Nichnas Lecho Pito Bamelech. Okay, so this is what we're familiar with. That's in Brisa number two. That was the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their Pito Bamelech, seemingly, again, the whole thing with the candle, that it's a little bit earlier, or... Yeah, the way we concluded yesterday was it's actually at Seisa Kolchavim, but it's definitely not later into the night. And then we have the fifth opinion, Rav Achai, V'imri Lav Rav Acha. So either it's Rav Achai or Rav Acha, different traditions of who said this. Omer, Misha, Shirov B'nei Adam, Nechnasim Lahasev. That it's the time that Rov B'nei Adam, that most people go to eat their meal. So Rashi has two different opinions of whether this is the opinion we saw earlier in this week of Rabbi Meir lechol pitam ba'arve shabbatos, right? Or is this during the week? So different understandings exactly how to understand Rav Achai, but the words, let's just get the words on Shirob ne Adam Nechnasim Lahasev, when most people go to, Lahasev literally means to lean, which is the way they used to eat. So when most people go and have their meals, that is the earliest time for Kriyat Shema. So now continues the Gemara. This is the Kasha. Remember the point that we're trying to ask on is Va'ani v'Kohen Chachi Rahu. Do we really think Ani and Kohen are the same shear? That's how we concluded yesterday. So that's what our Gemara continues. V'i Amar, and if you say, like we said yesterday, Ani v'Kohen Chachi Rahu, that Ani and Kohen are the same exact time, meaning they're both Tesa Kolchavim. So then we have Rabbi Chanina, Hainu, Rabbi Yehoshua, okay, which is what they're the same. They're both quoted in the Brisa. Rabbi Chanina says Mishasha Ani Nechnas Lachol Pito B'Melech, meaning he says Ani, and Rabbi Yehoshua says Mishasha Shakoni Matayim Lachol B'Trumasan. So he says Kohen. So the Brisa clearly presents them as arguing. So it can't be that Ani and Kohen are the same shir. Elalav. Rather, you know, it can't be the case. So Shema Mina, Shiura de Ani Lechud, Vishiura de Kohen Lechud, Shema Mina. So we conclude from here, right? We could learn out from here that the time of Kohen is its own time, seemingly Tesa Kolchavim, and the time of Ani is its own time. Okay, exactly when that is, we have to figure out, but seemingly a little bit before Tesa Kolchavim. So that is what we conclude based on this brisa. So basically, I think the concluding point of this brisa, we have a chart that charts this all out, is that everything is its own time in the end. And, you know, we were trying earlier when we had brisa number one, which just brought one opinion. We were trying to be ma'at machulkis and say, oh no, they're holding the same time and everything. But once we have this brisa that has, I think it's five different opinions, and they're clearly all arguing, and all the opinions are here, we're kind of forced into saying that there are five different times for the earliest time to daven Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Let's do a few more lines. Ask the Gemara. Hai minayu meuchar. Which one of these, okay, specifically it's asking about Ani and Kohen, which are the main topics of our discussion right now. So hai minayu, which one of these, meuchar, is later? So says the Gemara, mistavra, so it's seemingly logical, de Ani meuchar, that actually Ani is a little bit later than Kohen. Okay, so what we're actually saying here is that Kohen is Tesa Kolchavim and Ani is a little bit later. Why do we conclude that? Di'i Amar Da'ani Muktam, because if you want to say that Ani is a little bit before Tesa Kolchavim, then you're going to run into another issue, then you're going to have Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Then, right, if Ani is a little bit before Seisach Chochavim, then that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it's Shekida Shayom Barve Shabbosos, and that would be an issue. So, Elalav, therefore, we must conclude, Shema Mina, Da Ani Me'uchar, Shema Mina. We can learn from here that Ani is the latest of the times. Shema Mina, we could learn this from here. So those are the different times. I'm going to give out a chart now. We can stop the recording, but...